This is what it looks like 20 meters under the sea, 64 kilometers off the U.S. Gulf Coast. It's the deepest this video could be taken. Oil is so thick below this depth that it blocks out almost all light. Here, oil intersperses with a school of fish. A diver reaches to touch the crude.
Something I've never seen in diving in my whole life out here.
Fellow diver Scott Porter says the substance feels like a mixture of clay and wax. He had to scrape it off his hands. Soap had no effect.
I don't know of anything that would be able to live through that.
Yet on Wednesday, BP continued to deny any large amount of oil under the surface.
No one's yet found any concentrations that measure below the parts per, or higher than parts per million.
Meantime, Congress conducted 5 oil spill hearings held on Capitol Hill Wednesday. Legislators want to know why risks weren't studied when oil rigs drill 5,000 feet below the water. Representative Vernon Ehlers.
I'm just terribly bothered about the lack of foresight, both of our government and of BP. And, of course, BP will pay a price for that, perhaps even the failure of the corporation at the rate it's going.
Jeffrey Short is with Oceana, an international conservation organization.
The industry pretends that such accidents simply can't happen, and the government pretends that industry is the most reliable source of information for making regulatory decisions. In the end, this socializes all the risk and privatizes all the profits.
Scientists say BP's usage of nearly 4 million liters of dispersants is forcing the oil to remain at lower depths in the ocean, where it is carried along the water columns with the currents. The result is a plume, which depletes oxygen and kills off living organisms. Representative Mario Diaz-Balart posed this question to the Environmental Protection Agency's Albert Venosa.
We do not know, right, what the long-term effects are of this thing floating around in the water column. Could it be worse than if it would have been allowed to just float?
I can only speculate. I don't really know.
Just so I understand. So here we're releasing hundreds of thousands of gallons, whatever the number is, you know, gallons of this chemical into the ocean, not knowing what the effect is going to be long term, if it's worse or not. That to me is inconceivable.
However, if no dispersants were used, all the oil would be surfacing, visible on the beach, visible on the animals. Scientists now say it's what they can't clearly see that's starting to worry them. Carolyn Presutti, VOA News.